This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. How's it going, everyone? It is Wednesday, May 29th, 2019, and I'm out and about in my mobile office. And I came across a thought on how in this slightly feministic society in America, that's the only society that I'm familiar with as far as climate, social climate, but in a slightly feministic society, we still occasionally hear chivalry is dead. Now, I know everyone has their own opinion, and this is just mine. I can agree that if chivalry is not dead, is very close to extinction. But how did we get there? And can we reverse the process and create a healing culture? So first off, let's start at the root. Chivalry could best be defined as a gentleman that performs courteous acts for a lady. Now, there's a fundamental error in today's system, and both sides are to blame. You see, I am of the opinion that we are at a shortage of men, as well as a shortage of ladies. We have billions of men and women, but we're at a shortage of ladies and gentlemen. And the cycle is broken. But this all relates to my first episode dealing with the masculine and feminine energies. There's been a lot of flip-flopping of energies over the past few decades. And unfortunately, women are becoming much harder, tougher. Now, I know some may say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, like I said in my first episode, if you haven't heard that yet, I would suggest you take a listen to that. Basically just going over the different energies that men and women possess and how the roles are being reversed, unfortunately, in many cases. But I do believe there's a time and place especially in the workplace where a woman may have to toughen her exterior a tad bit. But even with slightly toughening your exterior, you should still be able to internally embrace the feminine lady within. But it seems as though a lot of females are completely shutting that function down. And this translates most at home, if it's a marital situation or a living situation, or just in a relationship, whether, you know, they live separately or whatever. Women are becoming inherently more masculine. Daughters, little baby girls, are being taught to be tough, strong. Sons are being taught to be soft. Express yourself. It's okay. And it is okay. It is okay to express yourself once in a while. But if you're a grown man, especially if you have a family, running the house, you should be able to function without feeling like you have to go on a soapbox every time you feel a little stressed out. That's part of being a man. That's why we were given the testosterone and the virility to be the stronger gender. We're supposed to be able to carry that load on our shoulders. Not saying that we should never feel stressed. I'm just saying, that's our job, especially when you make the decision to create a family. But that's another topic for another day. Right now, we're tackling the issue of chivalry, at least from where I see it. So, With the energies, in a lot of cases, flip-flopping, let me ask you this question. It's for both men and women. Whoever's listening to this, ask yourself this question. If you're a man, though, definitely ask yourself this question. And if you're a woman, Try to sympathize with them. Now, how many times have you ever seen two guys go out? Either say the brothers, cousins, or best friends. Just two guys going out, having a good time, kicking it. How often do you see one of the guys in this group run up to a chair, pull it out for his brother or his cousin or his best friend so he can sit down? Or run up to a door, open the door for his brother, his cousin or his best friend so he can walk through first? You know, how many times do you see things like this? My guess, not too often. And where I'm going with that is, that's because it's two guys bonding with their masculine energy, right? We're not thinking about that. We're men, you know? I can open the door for myself, you can open the door for yourself. I'll hold the door open for you if I open it first, right? But I'm not going to open the door, back up, and say, hey, go on in. Or I'm not going to walk up to the table, pull your chair out, hey, bro, sit down. Like, we don't do that. Right? So you explain to me why over the course of time in a relationship, especially a long-term relationship, when a woman is talking to you in a tone or demeanor as if she's just as, if not more masculine to you, or even worse, sometimes she talks to you like you're her son, explain to me how a man's subconscious mind, as well as his conscious mind, is going to tell him, oh, well, maybe I should go open the car door for my wife, who treats me like a kid, or acts like she's more masculine than me. Maybe I should go open this door for my masculine wife, or maybe I should pull the seat out for my masculine wife. You see? Do you see what I'm saying? I hope somebody, I know everybody won't, but I hope somebody understands where I'm coming from, because I know out of all the people on this planet, I'm not the only person that sees it that way. So, is chivalry dead? Or is it just dormant? My guess, it's just my guess, it's a hypothesis, based on clues and data that I see. My guess is that it's just dormant. And I believe that if our women were able to leave the environmental strains that force them to reach into their masculine energy outside of the household, and were able to kick back into femininity when they got home with their husbands and their mates, I believe that the dynamic of a lot of relationships would change. I honestly believe there would be a lot more happier homes. Because what I'm seeing right now is a lot of frustration from men. And once again, this is called the Peter J. Fisher experience. So some of this stuff I'm talking about, a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, is the Peter J. Fisher experience. So what I'm seeing is a lot of situations where men are being stripped of their manhood and starting to feel like less than men. And I believe if the men could get that feeling of being the man of the house again, we may be able to start seeing this shift. I'm going to leave you guys with one more example of things that I noticed just in my household, but I've noticed it in other households as well. Now, you tell me, or the next time you have a chance, take a look at a family that's together, a mother, a father, and their kids, but especially if they're sons. If their kids are sons, especially pay attention to this. There was a time when I was growing up, I'm almost 35, I'll be 35 in September, so I'm from that era. There was a time when I was growing up when us boys would do something crazy. Or if we thought we did something crazy, you know who we would look at to see if we did something crazy or not? Our fathers. We would look at our father's face, and that would tell us whether we were all right or if we messed up. If you look at sons today, when a son is unsure of himself, a lot of times in today's culture, American culture, the son will look at his mother, look at her face, to see whether or not he messed up or if he's okay. And I'm going to leave you with that. That's where we are right now. That's where we're heading. But we can get it back. We can get it back. Men, you got to start. You got to start stepping it up. You got to start to command your masculine. You know how life works. Things aren't handed out to you. If you're a man, you're used to things not being handed out to you. If you want something, you get it. But women, we need your help. We need your help. Put your guard down a little bit, especially when you get home. We don't need you to be masculine at home. We got it. Trust us. That's why you married us, right? Or that's why you dating us. That's why you chose us. Trust us to be the man, the masculine energy. Yeah, we can get this ship. We can get this ship on right. We can get it right and back on course. Because we owe it to our sons and our daughters to see it done the right way. This is Peter J. Fisher, and once again, it has been a Peter J. Fisher experience. If you're listening to me on Anchor platform or anchor.fm, if you have any comments, feel free, drop a call in. If you're listening to me on any other platform, I can be reached at Peter J. Fisher Experience at gmail.com, or you can at me on Twitter at Peter J. Fisher Experience. Stay blessed.